Ja, next. Eller just da da. Just da da.
I will tell you one thing. You will be shocked. You know the sunlight speed?
It's not the same, but it's close.
It was discovered before maybe 80 years or 100 years. And they calculated. But the number they discovered, it wasn't very accurate. It mentioned in Quran. The best accurate number of light speed, they found it in Quran. Muhammad, how he know that?
جسر الوادي.
قهوة 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 طيبة يا بجاد شف النار ودنا الدلال.
So that now you hear the call to prayer going out, and in the big church with organ music playing, and when the doors are open, the sound of the organ with the sound of the call to prayer blend together, and it's magic. There's a great tendency to paint the Middle East as just one massive area of bad news, persecution of Christians, and that it's very, very difficult to be here and practice a religion which is different to Islam. And you will find in the different Gulf countries various levels of religious freedom, and the United Arab Emirates is a model to all of us, especially in the West.
And what is
a happy workforce? In order to have a successful economy, government around the world need to accommodate the different religious beliefs, ethnicities, and that means freedom of worship. The more diverse the economy, the more successful the economy, the more religious freedom there will be. The United Arab Emirates in particular has been a very stable government since the birth of a nation. And I would like to think it will continue to be that way. But there are some political commentators who are saying within 5 years everything is going to change.
We have people, they are doing bad thing, but they are taking the Islam as a cover. We are Muslims. We have to fight. You must be Muslim, otherwise I will kill you. No, it is not like this. It mentioned in our book, in our Quran, which is from the God, it mentioned that it is free. If the people, they like this religion, they will take it. If they don't like, it's okay. So it's not mentioned, kill the people of the people who don't be Muslims and kill the people who don't believe in Islam. It is not like this at all. Come, see it. If you believe of it, you can be a Muslim. If you don't believe it, you can be a new religion. It's okay. And both of them, we can live together in the same country. We have, in our country, we have churches. In our country, we have churches. We have mosques.
If your son says to you, no, I don't believe.
No way. No way.
We have 73 churches here, different languages, denominations, traditions. We can do whatever we want as a church inside these walls. Outside the walls is a problem. Inside the walls, no problem. At the moment, there are about 80 churches who are worshipping outside of church compound. And they're meeting in places like cinemas, hotel function rooms, wedding halls, private villas and big rooms. And the police know where they are and they know who goes to them. But there's not a problem. If there is a problem and somebody complains, then they close them down. Yeah. So last year we had 3 churches meeting in a golf club and somebody complained, so we were all kicked out within 24 hours. So they came here and said, can you give us a place? And we have no place left.
What is jihad? It's jihad to defend your country, defend yourself. This is jihad, to defend your religion. Some people, they are coming to destroy our religion, to religion, destroy my people. No, I will defend my country. I will defend myself.
Do you think some people want to destroy?
Yes, of course. Yeah, we are a target. We are a target. Yeah, I don't mention the names, but we are a target for some other people and other religion who are taking their religion as a name.
Talking about security in the region, first of all, on a sort of regional scale, if you look at a map, the Gulf is surrounded by conflict areas. So you have Iraq north, you have Syria almost next door, Iran just above Oman, you have Yemen down the road. So and yet when you're walking around Dubai, I mean, during the Second Gulf War, you walk around Dubai and you go to the shopping centres, you sit with your ice cream and drink your coffee and you watch TV, and suddenly you see pictures of explosions and American missiles and, you know, British tanks, whatever, invading Iraq. And it's just down the road. It's really close. You could become blasé. It's like a bubble, a security bubble. You know, you're in a sort of protective case, almost, like that. I've always wondered how that works, because here in the Emirates you have very large gatherings of foreigners. On a Friday afternoon or Thursday evening in the big shopping malls in Dubai, you would have up to 10,000 people, foreigners, Europeans, Russians, Americans, Canadians, all in one place. And I've always wondered, wow, I mean, this is such a target for terrorist groups. It's you would think it's an easy target, and yet nothing's ever happened here. Of course, thank God. I mean, not that I'm saying it should, but... security must be tight on a sort of national scale. And then when it comes to the more day-to-day life here, in terms of thefts and robberies, in Dubai now people are starting to lock their doors, because Dubai is, you know, it attracts people. Money will eventually attract theft. But nothing like on a scale you have in London or in Europe or America, nothing like that. So it's still extremely, extremely safe. I'm sure that many things aren't reported. The government likes to give a good impression of what's happening. But you can go to the Gold Souk and you can wander around there, and you have 50,000 euro necklaces on display with no visible security. I mean, in a shop, of course. But you could run in, you could grab it, and you could run away. So, but it doesn't happen. And the question is it because of the law? Do they actually chop your hands off? In Saudi Arabia, they would chop your hand off.
The people who make bombs, 11 September, Qaeda, they are very bad people. They never represent Islam at all. They present themselves. So there is, in Jewish, for example, this religion, there is a good people.
You mean the Jewish people?
Jewish. There are very good people in Jewish religion. But also they are a very bad people and they are want to destroy us. Israel, they never ever represent Jewish. And this is said by them, by their religion people. And they said, leave Israel. It's not belong to you. This belong for the Palestine. This is the real Jewish, they are saying this.
Do you have synagogues here in Emirates? Synagogues? Here.
No, no. So yeah. That's why but there is a Jewish here, believe me.
There are Jews.
Yeah, there is a Jewish here. Yeah, you cannot stop them. Yeah, there is tons of Jewish. They have U.S. Passport. They don't put this Jewish thing. They not make their hair and their barbs like Jewish. But he's a Jewish. And nowadays, we have to accept that. Because we are in 21st century now. The world is now
a big village.
But finally, believe me, the real Jewish people, the real ones, not Israel. Israel is a political issue. The real people from Jewish, and you can find them on YouTube, and they are very famous, and they are very educated, and they are very respectable people in our religion. As I'm speaking as an Emirati, a Muslim Emirati guy, we are very peaceful. We love, we can work with the Christian people, we can work with any kind of religions, we respect them.
Hey, it's you. Your hair is more. I didn't recognize you.
Hello.
Oh, you're fine
to see you.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you've got more hair.
Yeah, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Everything
is fine, thank you.
Music is an international language. And so we're taking the guitar to places, we play a little bit, we find the reaction of people. Sometimes we meet other musicians.
Si pas cher, c'est bon, 100% Kashmir, Sarkozy, Hollande, I like Muslim.
Good?
Good?
Do you know Mr. Uland? Me, I like Mr. Uland because he's going with car in the parking and after with motorcycle to lady. I like this president. This is 1 gram, 1 dirham. I say for you. This is 50 dirhams. I give you 30, the nice quality. This is for all 10 dirhams.
One of my old friends, Kevin, he's been living in the Emirates since the 70s, and he has fantastic stories because if you wanted to have a holiday or your car was broken or you had a water leak in the villa, the only way to fix these things was to go to Sheikh. And he had to go and sit in the palace with a group of people and wait to be invited to speak. And you could go for many weeks without invited to speak. And there's one time Kevin's car was broken, his water was leaking, and he wanted a holiday. And so he had to sit, go many, many times, many, many days, and finally he got invitation to speak. And Sheikh Mohammed was... Yeah. And Sheikh Mohammed was very nice, and when Kevin told him his problems, he fixed it straight away. I mean, it was never a problem, but he couldn't just call. You know, it was just to go there. And, Your Excellency, I have a problem. He gave Kevin the... Because Kevin wanted to go on holiday. He wanted to leave. He had to have permission. So he went... He said, yes, you can go. And when you come... He gave him permission to go. When he came back, he had a brand new car. And then...
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
That Saudi Arabia probably has the strictest laws. And in the other extreme, in terms of openness and ease of being around, we Oman, which I think is probably the most interesting culturally, musically speaking. And they've really kept their traditions alive, and you can experience that if you visit there. the Emirates is a sort of law unto itself, and it's had such an incredible speed of growth, and the local population has been completely outnumbered 10 times, 20 times over by foreigners. So it's hard for them, must be strange for them to be have all these strange people here. And so it's hard to meet Emiratis, and it takes a bit more time with Emiratis for them to become friends.
I think the Emiratis are very friendly people. Once you have gained their trust, they are the best friends you can imagine. The trouble is, of course, sometimes they are exploited by people coming into the country, taking advantage of their naivety in corporate finance, or they are victims of scams on a massive scale. And I've met Emiratis who've lost millions of their own money through con men. So they've been bitten hard, and they're very careful now about who they trust and who they work with.
God said, you have to show the people and educate the people about this religion. This is a message. And he said, it must be now to take this as your religion, because this is the last religion in the world and the last prophet. After death, there is hell and there is paradise.
I don't want.
Oh, so you're free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
You like?
Yeah, no hot beer.
No, it's good. It's good.
Only whiskey. But you have friends who have problem with alcohol?
Before my brother, Muhammad, his name Muhammad, the old one in the family,
yeah.
He drink a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then every time he make problems, sometimes accident in the car.
Oh.
Yeah. The last time he accident in the car, and he get problem in his head.
Oh yeah, accident.
From here?
Yeah.
To here.
Yeah. He's okay?
Yeah, he's okay now.
Yeah.
Now he stop.
Okay.
No drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only fishing.
In Oman and other Gulf countries, importing alcohol across the border is illegal. You can buy alcohol in hotels in Kasab, no problem. But we were surprised to find at the meeting in the evening with these older musicians that there was whiskey flowing in vast amounts. So that was a surprise to us and quite funny. But then I've seen that in other places too. So it's not a surprise as such. But when you see it, you always think, oh, okay, yeah, that's how it goes. To be honest, I don't know what Islam says about alcohol, but I'm quite sure that the Quran doesn't say alcohol is forbidden. I think, like the Bible talks about, there's, you know, if you look at these two books, they talk about alcohol and anything in life in extreme quantities and where to the point where you lose self-control. So I don't actually think that alcohol is haram or forbidden in Islam. I just think that the governments of certain countries have said it's forbidden. So, but in Oman, it's not forbidden. I mean, you can buy it in hotels, you can drink it in hotels. In Emirates, it's the same law. You can go to a hotel, drink, and you will find Emiratis drinking beer, whiskey, like everybody else.
Battatne.
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 Battat.
Battat.
Button. Button.
Button.
Battatkum.
Battatkum.
Battatna, battat, button, battatkum.
I'm going to learn it.
بطتنا بطت بطن بطتكم تقدر بطتكم تبط بطن بطتنا مثل ما بطتنا بطت بطن بطتكم.
Together same time.
يلا. إذا لا نورا عنو يا زين بطتنا.
بطتنا بطت بطن بطتكم
تقدر بطتكم تبط بطن بطتنا مثل ما بطتنا بطت بطن بطتكم.
I mean, in celebrating, there used to be alcohol allowed years and years ago. And then a prince shot a British guy by accident at a party when he was drunk, and they banned it. That's the story I was about. So.
He said most of the people, not all the people, most of the people, they will not believe. We are 7 billion. Muslims, they are almost 1 billion. So we have 6 billions, they don't believe. Even the 1 billion, not all of them right. Some of them Shia, they are wrong. They say they are Muslims, but they are something else, and I don't know what we must call them. They believe in God and believe in Muhammad, but they believe in some other people. Muhammad, a cousin, his name is Ali, and he has two sons, Hassan and Hussein. In the past, there were battles. The Shia, they killed them, Ali and Hassan Hussein, and then they blamed themselves, and they are now make Hassan and Hussein and Ali gods. This, it means he is not Muslim. We accept it like this. So they are like this. We are not like this. We said only God. Muhammad, he's a prophet. We love him. Muhammad, he's the grandfather of Hassan Hussein. And Ali, he is Muhammad's cousin. We respect them. But we not pray for them. They are people. Even Muhammad, we not pray for Muhammad. We respect him. We love him. We pray for God. There is only one God. In Christianity, they said God, Jesus, Mary. We never ever believe in that. And it's mentioned in the Quran. Don't say that. This is not good.
It's leather, not plastic. Plastic, this one.
Yeah. But price is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, price different.
Oh, same price, 90,
120, 140, everything.
Taranda. You have a nice color, like blue or something?
Blue, no coming. Maroon color.
I like this.
You like this one?
Pink. Pink color.
Oh, green, a green one, a green.
The more ugliness.
Green, oh, fantastic. What's the best price for this?
How many pieces you want?
One piece.
Only one? Take two.
Just one.
Two.
One.
Okay, two. One. Color, one. This two color.
Yeah, and the God create the universal, he create the earth, and he create everything, even our salaries, our food, our thing, until the end of the life. There is a day for ending of the life, which is the judge day. It's coming.
Big
bands mentioned in Quran. It's mentioned in Quran and very clear. You will find it. I will tell you one thing. Very important things. Our Prophet Muhammad, he said, and the end of the life, before the judge day, before the ending of the life, there is many things will happen. And one of these things, the fight in Syria, the fight in Libya, the fight in Egypt, the fight in Yemen. All these things mentioned by a word. He said, all these things, and it will gonna be, very people will gonna be killed, and the people will kill others. And you will reach a level. One people, he will kill his brother, and he don't know why he killed him. We will reach this, and we are in this situation now. And he said, 6, it will gonna be in the street, normally. Sex, you will find it. And even here, you will find it in the streets, and the cars, and the garden. He said, after this happened, after a while, there is the judge day sense. The end of the life, everything will die. Everything in the life will die. Even the angels, even everything. Everything will die. Will say there only one God. And he will say one word. لمن الحكم اليوم? Who is the judge now? He will say that. And he will replay for himself, Allah, it's me.
مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
يا
أبو زيد لو عمر النساء ركبنا النظام ركبنا لكم قبا من الهجن حول.
So you were playing the chords with A minor from the beginning. This one. From the beginning you were playing A minor.
ليش ما هم بدلوا غيره وخلفوا الميعاد يا خادم النية عندهم عفية مصاديره والمنازل ما لها بيه.
So music is an international language. And so we're taking the guitar to places, we play a little bit, we find the reaction of people. Sometimes we meet other musicians, and we, you know, music is a very beautiful language.
This is camel leather.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Look.
Kidna?
Yeah, I got 90 drums.
90 drums?
90 drums.
No.
I have a PhD degree and sit at home on my tank for a job. No, I have to fight. I have to search. There is now... there is a plenty, tons of jobs, yeah. Because there is a lot of projects, lots of company and government and non-government, many. And even people who have money, they want to make business, it's very easy to open any project here in UAE.
What is the situation?
Again, I think you can't generalize about a whole nation. I have found extremely motivated, intelligent, hard-working Emiratis here who are proud of their country, they're proud of their profession. But, of course, I also meet others who are not motivated because they have everything provided for them. So it's really down to the individual and the family. I noticed there are some families who are persistently encouraging their children to excel in their chosen profession. Just like...
He is Emirati, and he was a pearl diver, diving for the pearl. A fish?
For the fish?
For the fish. On a guitar avec moi. On attend pour les musiciens comme Mali. Je ne sais pas qui ou quoi, mais j'espère que c'est très bien.
Ouais.
Juste quelques bateaux.
On y va? On passe sur l'autre bateau?
Oui. We are traveling different places, meeting musicians, talking, playing with them. Music, yeah. From the perspective, music is a very beautiful language for people to meet. This is the. What kind of music do you play?
Arabic music.
Arabic music, yeah. With keyboard.
Yeah.
And you have many performances, or is it difficult?
No, here in Kassav, it's very, like,
quiet.
Yeah, very quiet.
Yeah.
And sometimes, 1 month, 3 or 4 times, like this. Ooh. Sometimes.
Wow.
Nothing.
More than me.
Yeah. Singing, dancing, but all Arabic.
Yeah, of course.
And the Arabic people,
Yeah.
They're crazy for the dancing.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
But we singing Arabic, sometimes Iranian.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes Baluchia.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes what's name, Pakistani.
Yeah. So let's play. On y va, jouez.
Au milieu de la mer.
Yalla.
And I don't think music can change the world. No, it cannot. But I think music can provide an atmosphere in situations where people are making important decisions and can help situations. And that's not going to change people's minds. But I think it can make a difference. Now, and through my experiences, the world is a very safe place. I find people generous. If you're stuck, if you're in trouble, people will help you. So I don't find the world a dangerous place. I find it a safe place, full of good people, and it's a minority that make things difficult. Like placing beauty into darkness, or placing beauty into something difficult, can always have surprising, often have surprising and interesting results.
Nice. And this is like a wedding song. Wedding song.
This like this story from the like in the party.
Okay. Yeah.
And he say this night, very nice night. Mm. Today, tonight. In my life like this.